Piccadilly Press presents The Greatest Show on Earth, the second audiobook in the Max Magic series, written by Stephen Mulhern with Tom Easton and read by me, Stephen Mulhern. Hello all, it's Stephen Mulhern here. First of all, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to my new audiobook. In every book I write, there will always be a message to take from it, one that I hope you'll remember for a long time to come. The thing to remember in this audiobook is something I was taught from a very young age, and here it is. Even if you can't change the people around you, you can change the people you choose to be around. Things aren't over if you fail or make a mistake. Things are only over if you don't get back up and make that mistake right. All will become clear as you listen to Max Magic, the greatest show on earth. Remember, whatever you do in life, never give up. Chapter 1. Old dogs and new tricks.
Wake up, Max. It's an emergency.
I sat bolt upright, confused and disoriented, but ready to face whatever danger threatened. My pet dog Lucky stared back at me from the foot of the bed, eyes wide. What is it, Lucky? I asked, scanning the room for the burglar, or the fire, or the huge demon from the nether dimensions. What's the emergency?
I'm hungry, Lucky said.
What? That's not an emergency. You're always hungry.
You don't understand, Max, Lucky replied with a little whiny growl. Your mum has bought Wacky Dog instead of Wacky Boy.
I suppose I should explain at this point, just in case this is the first time you've met me. I'm Max Magic, and one day I'll be Max the Magnificent. Well, that's my dream. And believe me, dreams can come true. My dog Lucky is a very special dog indeed. He can talk. Or at least, I can understand him, which might not be the same thing. I have to admit, I don't really get how it all works. But ever since I opened a magic chest in my grand's antique shop a few weeks ago, I've been able to understand everything Lucky says. And I have to say, a lot of it is total rubbish. I've been able to do other things too. Magical things, extraordinary things, and sometimes terrifying things. Because when I opened that chest, there was a flash and a bang. I fell backwards and bumped my head, and when I woke up, I discovered I had three magical powers. Telekinesis, moving things with just the power of my mind. Telepathy, reading people's minds. And illusion, making objects appear like monsters and once a giant worm. Most of the time, being able to talk to my dog is brilliant, but sometimes he can be extremely annoying, especially when he's hungry, which is most of the time. So, I asked with a groan. I sat up in bed, stretched and yawned.
So, they are not the same, Lucky said.
He jumped down on the floor and ran around the room, agitated.
Wacky Boy is 100% pure meat, carved off the bone. Wacky Dog is 100% bits of something, a bit meaty, scraped off the floor.
Wacky Dog is cheaper, I pointed out.
I can't believe you're on your mum's side over this, Lucky said, shaking his head sadly.
Hey, I have to eat Hoon's baked beans from the low-cost supermarket, I said. We're all in this together.
Were your baked beans jet washed off the floor at the Hoon's factory?
I was about to answer, but then I smelled the delicious scent of bacon frying downstairs. I grinned. Bacon was a real treat in our house these days. Come on, I said. Let's go and have breakfast. Downstairs, we found the usual chaos. Dad was in the kitchen, pop music blaring. At the same time, he was shouting at Andrea, the smart home device he'd bought from a dodgy stall down the market and which he'd been having a long-running battle with. Lately, it had only been speaking Spanish for some reason.
Andrea, volume up, he yelled.
No sé eso, Andrea replied.
Más volumes, Dad yelled. What is she saying? Andrea, volume up!
Everybody else had to speak up to be heard over Dad's frustrated shouting, which was so funny to watch. Mum was telling my sister Susie a story about one of her friends who worked at the hospital. At the same time, Susie was telling Mum a story about one of her friends at the salon. My brother Chris, who loves everything to do with mechanics, was tinkering with a battery pack from an e-bike. My other brother Vinny was watching a football match on his tablet and giving everyone a running commentary about the deficiencies in West Ham's defence.
Morning, I yelled.
Morning, everyone yelled back.
Morning, Lucky yelled.
Stop barking, Lucky, Mum said. I can't hear myself think.
Unbelievable, Lucky muttered.
Of course, I was the only one who could understand him. The rest of them just heard barking or whining or growling. Dad handed me a bacon sandwich with lots of brown sauce.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?